It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on... And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Well, I wish I could say April Fool's, but it's snowing out.
Yeah, it's a little bit of flurry activity. It's not supposed to be anything major, though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, did you have a good Easter?
Yeah, got to hang out with my nephews and family. And
Easter Bunny bring you some eggs then, or?
I buy my own eggs. Cadbury and Reese's.
Yeah, well, you don't want to depend on them, especially if you haven't been good.
No, it's really only this time of year, you know, Cadbury chocolate, like those mini eggs and cream eggs. I don't know why people think they're disgusting. I think they're delicious.
Some of them are pretty good. I like some of them. Some of them are kind of disgusting. But
no, those the commercials, they've been playing those same commercials since the 80s.
Must be working.
Yeah. Yeah. No bunny knows Easter.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Kind of like the, I always think of it, one of the best commercials is the, and it probably didn't cost them that much to produce it, is for the Hershey's Kisses at Christmas time, where they just have them laying there and then they play.
They've been playing that since the 80s, too. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it's We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's must be selling a lot of kisses.
I guess, yeah. I
bet it's possible to cost them $100 to produce that.
Back then, maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Gerhard Emil Strike, or Gay Strike. Was born on October 31st, 1924, here in Madison. Passed away on May 22nd, 2012. He actually farmed about a mile from where my grandfather Alfred farmed, so kind of a neighbor. He entered active duty in the United States Army on February 2nd, 1945, in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about 19 months later on November 25th, 1946, at Camp Beale, California. His last assignment, he was a duty sergeant with the 3247th Signal Base Maintenance Company at Camp Beale, California. But he did spend 1 year, 2 months, and 2 days of foreign service in the Asiatic Pacific Theater during World War II. And he earned the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, Army of Occupation Medal for Japan. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Gerhard, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're talking about 1 million benefit claims taken in by the VA, what, then 2023?
2024 fiscal year. So far, the VA has processed more than 1 million veteran benefit claims, which is the fastest rate in VA history. They sent out a press release on March 19th announcing a record-setting pace at the Veterans Benefits Administration, processing the most claims in a fiscal year so far in 2024. They announced it has processed its 1 millionth veteran benefits claim in fiscal year 24. VA reached this milestone on March 4th, the earliest in VA history, and nearly 6 weeks faster than the previous all-time record, which was fiscal year 23. VA has completed almost 35% more claims at this point than last year. As part of President Biden's unity agenda for the nation, VA is continuing to deliver more benefits more quickly to more veterans than ever before. Through February of this fiscal year, VA provided $69 billion in earned compensation and pension benefits to 6.5 million veterans and survivors. This builds on last year's historic pace when VA delivered record amounts of earned benefits to veterans and survivors through the help of county veteran service officers.
Such as yourself.
Yeah, that's right. This increase in VA in veteran benefits is largely due to the PACT Act, which has empowered VA to expand health care and benefits to millions of veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving in this country. Veterans also continue to apply for benefits at record rates. That is definitely true. With VA receiving 4.5% more claims thus far in fiscal year 24 than at this point in 23. Since the PACT Act was signed into law by the President on April 10th, 2022, veterans and their families have filed more than 3.5 million claims. There's still a significant backlog of claims. I believe they're still at 500,000 backlog claims, so processing time a little bit longer than normal, plus they're in the process of hiring, and so that's part of that. So as part of reaching 1 million claims, VA processed 221,592 disability compensation and pension claims during January 2024 alone, making it VA's highest single month of claims production ever, surpassing the previous record of 193,411 from May of 23. VA's top 11 best claims production months in agency history all happened in the last 12 months. Additionally, the organization continues to achieve single-day processing milestones. They processed between 9,000 and 10,000 veterans claims 43 times in fiscal year 24. That's per day, 9 to 10,000 veterans benefit claims per day.
That's crazy. A lot of claims.
That's crazy.
It is.
That's crazy. And more than 10,000 veteran benefit claims 35 times during the same time period. So 43 times they did between 9 and 10,000 a day. And 35 times in the last year they've done more than 10,000 a day. Those are crazy numbers. Let's see. What else here? February 7th of 24 was the best single production day ever in VBA history with 10,997 claims completed, just shy of 11,000 claims. VA has only 3 9,000 claims productions day in history. As a result of this record pace, veteran claims pending more over 125 days, known as a backlog, has decreased by more than 42,000 claims over the past 3 months. You know, there's still 500,000 behind, but anyways. Due to record numbers of claims applications, the backlog is still expected to grow in 2024 before decreasing at the end of this year. And VA will continue to hire new claims processors, invest in continuous learning for all claims processors, and make technology improvements to ensure veterans, family members, caregivers, survivors receive the benefits they've earned and deserve as quickly and accurately as possible. They remain focused on hiring and training new claims processors and has grown the claims processing workforce more than 50% since 2021. This growth, along with new technology to assist those processors, such as AI, optical character recognition, and other technological advances, has allowed VA to meet the historic demand for benefits precipitated by the passage of the PACT Act in 22. So, veterans that are interested in filing a claim for disability based on toxic exposure or any other condition as part of their service, they can, by all means, give me a call. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And as well. I left that out for you there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. But I will say that we're closed on Tuesday and Friday this week. So tomorrow I have a training up in Spicer. And then on Friday, a colleague is retiring, and as president of the association, I have to present him a plaque up in Thief River Falls.
That's a little bit of a drive.
That is a little bit of a drive, but he swore me in as president, so I feel especially obligated to present that to him personally.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
So otherwise... 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good, Josh. And thanks for the info. We'll see you again next Monday morning.
That sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us today. Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Join us again Monday morning.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.